on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
Now it is 27 to 11. It is time for On The Pace. The man who was just inoculated with the sulky at birth is Adam Hamilton. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Cosy. Great to be with you. Love that new opener, too. Oh, updated beauty. Off the back of Lazarus's extraordinarily impressive win in the Perth Inter Dominion, the last of the three, of course. And over the next half an hour, we will be talking about the Inter Dominion towards the end of it. Our guests this morning will include David Martin, the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria, with the Inter Dominion moving to Victoria next year. Yep. So we'll talk about the format and all of the work that's gone into that, and where we can even talk about where some of the heats might be run. There's a lot of speculation that 1, 2, 3 of the four nights could be in regional Victoria.
Not at Melbourne.
So, no, but I think the most pleasing news for the vast majority of the harness racing industry is that the Inter Dominion format will be three rounds of heats into a final in Victoria. So I think one man that will be happy with that, and I think he'll be pretty keen to be part of it if he can get the right sort of horses behind him. He's been there and done it all before, is Tim Butt, and he's our first guest this morning. The new New South Wales-based Tim Butt. How does that sit, Timmy?
Oh, I'm enjoying it, Adam. You know, we're set up here pretty good. We've got about 10 horses in work, and the heat's pretty severe today, but, yeah, it's all good. We're enjoying it.
Yeah, and it's pretty hot out there at Menangle as well. So take us through what the setup is. You've got sort of half of one of the barns at Menangle, is that right?
Yeah, I hope to progress to get my own barn in 2 or 3 more months. But we've bought 10 over at the moment. Field Marshal heads in, of course, and we've got a nice 4-year-old called Let It Ride that I'm looking to race in the 4-year-old races through January and onto the Chariot. So they're the base of our main team, and Gentleman Sir, who's down in Melbourne. So he's still got a step up a little bit more, but I'm sure he will.
Well, we'll chat about those horses in just a moment and where they're headed. But the background to the move, I know there's been a bit of talk about it, but, with the dominance of the All-Stars barn, Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmus, and the opportunities for trainers like yourself, particularly in the South Island in New Zealand, where the stake money's not as good as it is up north at Alexandra Park. I guess the business model became really challenging over there.
Yeah, it did really. We had a business model where we bought sort of going horses and, and took them to the next level and went on the grand circuit with them, Adam. And, those horses are getting harder to find. And, Mark's so dominant. He's dominant at the yearling sales and he's got all the quality stock. So, in a small place like Christchurch, it makes it pretty tough. And, the demographic of our owners are getting older too. And, there's not so many new people coming into the sport there, and just the population base and certain criteria. I just felt my future was more here in New South Wales.
Yeah, let's get on to some of the and what about staff? Do you bring New Zealand staff across? Do you find locals? It's a big thing setting up in a different country.
Yeah, well I've been back and forth a bit, so I know the ropes quite a lot. So we've been coming here for 20 years and had a lot of success and. So that's not a problem for me, but with the wife and kids and such forth. But Chris Geary's working for me in the mornings, driving fast work, and he's a real asset to the stable because he's a gifted horseman, and I'm looking forward to working with him too. So we're pretty well set up in that regard, and as I say, we like everything to be organised and not sort of chasing our tails. So we're all pretty well set now.
Let's get into some of those horses. Myfield Marshall's been the stable flagship horse, if you like, for the past 12 months. You made the big call in some ways not to go to Perth, to keep him at home and target, I guess, the second half or the second two-thirds of the major races this season. Glad you did it after watching Perth?
Oh, without doubt. It was a gruelling series. One of the great series, probably. As I say, it would have been great to be part of it, but common sense prevailed, I think, with my horse. And, I think hopefully it augurs well later on. Still got the Miracle Mile and the Hunter Cup and those sort of races to come. And, you see the attrition rate at that level. Lazarus was going forward, but, some of them other horses were struggling a bit with the heats and finals and so forth. So we've got a fresh horse. And, on any given day, he's capable of beating those horses. So we just got to have him right on the day and get the luck.
I thought we might have seen him racing in the last week or so, but are you going to Ballarat first up Boxing Night?
at this stage, I've brought him back to Sydney, actually. I just want to keep an eye on him back here. So, so we'll look to that or otherwise Bendigo or even further afield onto the Hunter Cup. So, I just want to get him back in my own hands and just see where he's at sort of thing. And he loves it down here on these tracks and the training environment. So, and we'll just, we've got no set plan at the moment, but I'd love to be around, Hunter Cup, Ballarat Cup and Miracle Mile time.
Everything's okay with him, though, because, we did expect that he might be racing about now.
Yeah, he's just had a wee bit of a stone bruise in his front foreleg, but nothing major, and we're just getting on top of that now. But it's just put him back a little bit. So that's the reason why I decided to bring him back here and get him in the water walker and things like that. So nothing to worry about, just timing-wise, really, because he had a break and he had 3 weeks off and, he needed to keep the work up to him to be ready for those races. So that hasn't happened. So we'll just go from there, Adam.
All right. So we'll watch out for when he makes it back to the track. And Let It Ride's got so much ability. But boy, oh boy, the bar's set high with the four-year-old crop this season, headed by Vincent and Ultimate Machete, who we saw in Perth. You've got an outstanding horse on your hands, but you almost need a champion to be a player in the major races.
Oh, yeah, they're terrific horses, but... my horse is here and it's going to be home for him when it comes to the chariots and that. We know Vincent and Ultimate Machete are like they're the next Lazaruses, really, and they're going to be awfully hard to beat. So, I've got a bit of confidence in my horse and, his last race, he went a terrific race against, Shadow Sachs and Moonrock. So their form's been frank, so you know what I mean. So I think my horse will be a better horse coming forward and I think he'll suit an angle too.
Excellent. And what about this? What about the Trotter Gentleman, sir? He's got so much ability, but he's going to be a work in progress. Lucky you've trained some great trotters over the years to sort of delve into that expertise. He's going to take a bit of work.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of pressure when you're a bit of expectation, Adam, but you just got to treat the horse as a horse once he gets in the barn. And he probably has let us down a little bit and those sort of things. But in saying that, he's only had 14 starts before we got him and... pretty inexperienced and that sort of thing, and to put him in the deep end. But, he's going to front up a few more times in Melbourne and just see where he gets to. I think he'll improve and the experience will do him good. He just might be a year away from taking that step to the top level. But, hey, still only young and lightly raced and untapped.
Just before we let you go, I imagine you'd be pleased about that traditional format for the Inter-Dominion and speculation, which we'll ask David Martin about at the... at the back end of the show, that there could be some form of trotters component to this Melbourne Inter-Dominion series as well?
Oh, without doubt, the Inter-Dominions is the greatest. It's got the tradition, the history, and, for, any of the Kiwi trainers, like, there's only a handful of trainers that won it in the last 50 years. So, to have the trotters back, it's common sense, really. They were some of the great races and that people look back on. And, I had an argument with a hierarchy one other time about how the trotters ruined the brand, but I couldn't understand his thinking. So I'm glad common sense has prevailed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It'll certainly be exciting, and we'll find out off David exactly what plans or what processes they're going through to include trotters as part of the Inter-Dominion in Melbourne late next year. Good on you, Tim. Great to catch up and great to have you as at least a quasi-Aussie at the moment, mate.
Fantastic. Great, Adam. Cheers.
Tim Butt there, one of the best in the business. So many greats over the years, Cozzy. None better than the mighty Lyle Creek, who conquered the world in a lot of ways, the trotter. And he's right up there with Maori's Idol as the best trotters we've seen in this part of the world.
Scotch Notch.
Yeah, Scotchy's right there too. Can't let Graham Langard be filthy on me if I didn't put Scotch Notch in that bracket.
You.
So, yeah,
he
certainly would. So, I think Michael Guerin's about to join us from New Zealand. Not sure whether he heard the back end of Timmy Butt's comments, but Michael, as you join us to chat about some of the great racing coming up over your way, particularly up in the North Island at Alexandra Park, Timmy Butt, they're very bullish about some trotters component to this Melbourne Inter-Dominion next year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing, Adam, exactly how this all shakes out, because it's the most obvious thing in harness racing. The most obvious thing is that the trotters should return. Now the Inter-Dominion's coming back to the Eastern Seaboard and New Zealand. So I missed the first part of the conversation, Adam, but it's an absolute no-brainer. They're talking about having a support race for the trotters, and there were a couple of weeks ago. Well, let's not muck around. Let's just have a trotters Inter-Dominion. I think the people involved wouldn't care if the heats were $20,000 and the final was $150,000. winning a great Southern Star, winning a great Southern Star or Dominion Handicap's a big deal. Winning an Intermediate Trotting Final is a far bigger deal. So it's the absolute simplest thing I can think of in the entire world, Adam.
Yeah, and we don't need the three rounds of heats. Two rounds of heats into a final would be fine, wouldn't it?
Well, the bottom line is, at $20,000 a heat, how big a deal is it? I mean, we race MOs at Melton for $16,000. They race moderate races at Menangle for $20,000 all the time. And Alexandra Park raced their C1, Country 1 trotters, for $14,500. So how hard is it to say, OK, we're going to hold two heats at $20,000 a heat for three nights? Now, during the Person to Dominion Carnival, there was some wonderful support racing, but the good pacing support races tend to be won by the same stables. Gary Hall won with Ideal Alice in the Mares Classic. Mark Purden won with Ultimate Machete in the four-year-old Golden Nugget. You put the trotters in there, and all of a sudden the romance returns to the series, because I genuinely believe the days of small-time trainers winning the Inter Dominion Pacing Championship are all but gone. 90% of the leading yearlings in Australasia go to 10 stables. David Aiken, obviously the Stewart stable, Mark Purden, Crandall Getty. There's a couple of others, Gary Hall being an obvious one, but there's not many. But all of a sudden you go back for the trotting ranks, and in the last 12 months, Group 1 open class trotting races have been won by guys, people listening to the show I've never heard of. Ken Ford, obviously Andy Gath won the Great Southern Star. Brent Lilly is dominant in the open class trotting scene. Tony Hurley, he's won an open class Group 1 trotting race. Gavin Smith in New Zealand with Great Things Happen. So we are going to see what's happening in the gallops, which is the big stables dominate the pacing races. The horses just cost too much and they're sold for too much. But in the trotting races, we have a chance to have that romance back. If any harness racing administrator in Australasia wants to be the person who makes an important change with one pen stroke, just say the Inter Dominion Trotting Championships are coming back. It's basically going to cost very little compared to, for example, a $200,000 Golden Nugget, and it brings romance back to the day, Adam, and it also brings an element of people not knowing what to expect next. Because if you were to line up a market for the Inter Dominion Grand Final next season already, you could name the top five horses and they'd be from the top five stables.
Yeah, spot on. We'll be asking David Martin more about that when we get him on in 5 or 6 minutes from now. We've got a Goulburn race coming up. They've put this meeting earlier today with the heat wave in parts of New South Wales. So it's about a minute and a half away. But exciting time over your way. Great to see Vincent back last week. There's just huge anticipation around him and almost a rivalry within the stable over. You know, Vincent finished the three-year-old season, the better of he and Ultimate Machete. Ultimate Machete's come back so well. They're different types of horses, but who would you want to have shares in right now out of the two?
Well, one's got more change-up speed, which wins you more races than Vincent. The other one's by Better's Delight. Ultimate Machete's by Better's Delight, which helps more long-term. The Better's Delights have been better than the Art Majors over a long period of time. But also other horses come into play. Star Galleria, who's another of the Art Majors, races Vincent.
Hasn't he got some speed?
Yeah, hasn't he? And again, change-up speed. So he's an Art Major. He'll race Vincent this Sunday afternoon, Melbourne time, or Sydney time as well, in a $50,000 race, automatic qualifier for the Chariots of Fire. Then you've got Jack's Legend, who ran second in the New Zealand Cup, beating Tiger Tara, who's another Better's Delight. So there's this battle within the sires ranks, the Art Majors versus the Better's Delights, and they all want to go to the Chariots of Fire. They're all going to take different paths to that, and three of those four horses, I would suggest, will end up in the Chariots of Fire. So Sydney's been the big winner. This four-year-old crop is extremely strong, and most of them aren't going to meet until that Chariots of Fire or Miracle Mile night. Now that's a support race, Adam.
Yeah, we're chatting the build-up towards the Chariots of Fire and those stable mates in Vincent and Ultimate Machete with Michael Guerin. Bringing you back in now, it is going to be a tremendous, tremendous race, but the build-up's going to be as fascinating, isn't it? The game of chess over who goes where to get a spot in the Chariots.
Yeah, and at this stage, it looks like Vincent and Star Galleria go to Cambridge on Sunday for that afternoon meeting, Australian time. Ultimate Machete, who pulled up a touch sore after the race in Perth, goes to the Ballarat Cup, then the four-year-old race, the Bonanza, on Hunter Cup night. So don't be backing him in early, any early Hunter Cup markets. He'll be at the Bonanza instead. And Jack's Legend's going to go to Sydney to try and qualify through a couple of the lead-up races, the four-year-old races. So, as I said, the horse is going to very different places to try and qualify for these races, Adam. And then you've got the three-year-olds, like Chase Auckland was very, very good at Auckland the other night.
Gee, he got savaged in the middle stages, didn't he?
Yeah, by King of Swing, the horse won the Breeders' Crown. So there's a lot of depth to that race, and he won very well. But usually I would suggest the New Zealand three-year-olds would be far too advanced for the Australian three-year-olds because they tend to be. They've had a lot of Group 1 racing by the time they get over there to Ballarat for the Victoria Derby heats. But could be different this year. I mean, Lumineer was a very, very good two-year-old last year, as good as the New Zealand horses, no doubt. And he could be good enough to beat them in the Derby. Now, he's back this week, hopefully, for Ange McDowell. And once he starts racing, that gives him the opportunity to race maybe three times before the heats of the Victoria Derby. I think Chase Auckland's very good. I'm not suggesting he'll just sit behind Lumineer and go straight past him. And that's the one thing we did see during the Perth Inter-Dominions. The New Zealand horses, for all the times I've been to Australia, still lack the gate speed to get off the gate as quick as the Australian horses. And that means you lack technical advantage. And at this stage, if you had a market for the Victoria Derby, which is on the first Saturday in February, Lumineer would be equal top with Chase Auckland for me. I think he's a very rare example of a Australian three-year-old good enough to run with the best New Zealand three-year-olds and be on his home track.
Yeah, it'll be great to see him back. Just other highlights coming up over there. Speeding Spur, just quickly before we go to David Martin. Great to see him back. We need some good trotters, don't we? And he was terrific on his return and goes around again on Sunday.
He goes around Sunday, then goes to the National Trot, and John Dickies has said to me, there's two races I want to win with him. I want to come back and win the Great Southern Star, and I want to win the Inter-Dominion Trotting Final. One of those races doesn't exist, and the other one, and as I said, Adam, every single trotting trainer I talk to, it's just by far and away the biggest, most easily solvable issue in harness racing at the moment. We can't solve turnover straight away. We can't solve foal crop numbers straight away. We can solve this straight away. Sign the document, get it done, make it happen. If it doesn't happen, it's for me, it's a jaw-dropping mistake if there's not an Inter-Dominion Trotting Series because it virtually costs no more money than the support races would cost, and it would cost no more money to put the entire series together than it costs to hold the Golden Nugget in a mares race won by basically the same stables on Inter-Dominion night. I know it sounds like I'm raving on about it, Adam. It's just that obvious.
Yeah, it'll be terrific goodwill amongst the industry as well to bring it back. Good on you, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, mate. And Adam, big Merry Christmas to all our listeners all around New South Wales.
Excellent. Yep, same to you and all of our friends over there in New Zealand as we move from Michael Guerin. Cozzy, you want to tidy that up and then we'll chat to David Martin, CEO of Harness Racing Victoria.
Yeah, totes of gold, official now, 3463, Sunder Digger Pay 180, 124, LS Champ 250. 6 hour Mabel Mac paid $1 and 4th 5 Ashby Paddy. It was a dead heat for second, actually, between the 4 and the 6. That's why we got divvies there. Quinella's 3 and 4, 390. 3 and 6, $1. The Exactors 3 and 4, 540. 3 and 6, 140. The Tries 3, 4, 6, 8, 20. 3, 6, 4, 5, 50. The Fours 3, 4, 6, 5, 31, 50. 3, 6, 4, 5, 15, 20. Running double 7 and 3, $13.80.
Good on you, Cozzy. David Martin is, he's been in the seat as CEO of Harness Racing Victoria for a while now, and it's been a challenging time for him to try and turn around the fortunes of an industry facing a lot of battles. But one of the great stories has been this relationship and this partnership between New Zealand, Harness Racing New Zealand, particularly the Auckland Club, New South Wales, Harness Racing New South Wales and the New South Wales Club out there at Menangle, and also Harness Racing Victoria to give a future to the Inter-Dominion. And David joins us now to tell us a little bit more about it. Thanks for your time, David. It's really exciting and the industry's up and about with this one. Everyone's got an opinion though, haven't they?
Good morning, Adam. It's really pleasing to be a part of this Inter-Dominion going forward. We wanted to play a role, and certainly on our own, Victoria wasn't in a position to be able to do so. So it's been fantastic to work so closely with New Zealand and New South Wales in making sure we give this thing a future.
And what you did confirm last week was that, I guess, much to the delight of not just the purists, but now I think the overwhelming majority of the industry, that three heats into a final format would definitely be happening in Victoria next year.
Yes, that's right. We wanted to do so, in collaboration with New South Wales and New Zealand. We've worked so well together, and we want to maintain that relationship going forward. And so it's not a decision any one of us was going to take on our own. We wanted to do it as a group. And so there is a consensus that all three of us will be doing that for the next 3 years. And that gives, as you say, the purist or the lovers of the Inter-Dominion and that three heat series leading into the final. And as a young boy growing up and spending time with mum and dad, we always had the Inter-Dominion on each year. And I remember back to the sort of mid-80s, watching Gamelite and Village Kid and those sort of champions around in the paces, and True Roman and Scotch Notch in sort of 88, I think it was, ran for the Trotters. So it was great to see that, and it was such a big build-up for the people who were involved in the industry, but also the general public who were not so familiar with harness racing.
You touched on the Trotters, and the resounding theme through this morning has been from Tim Butt, who's got a love of the Trotter and won so many Trotters in the Dominions, and then Michael Guerin, our most recent guest, both of them saying that they would love to see the return of an Inter-Dominion Trotting Series. How likely is that in Melbourne next year?
So what we've agreed amongst the three of us, again, is that in the years that we host the Inter-Dominion, that each of us would have a feature trotting event, and it's up for each of the jurisdictions to work out what's applicable for their jurisdiction at that time. So we're in consultation at the moment with the industry around that, and we're going to be talking further with the Victorian Square Trotters Association and others to gain their input into what they believe we should do and how we might go about doing that. So I'm expecting we'll be making a decision about that probably February next year. We'll seek the input of industry before then and then make a decision then. And similarly, in regards to the location of the heats we've said that there'll be non-Melton heats, and it's most likely at this stage that the opening heat night of heats would be at Melton, and then two non-Melton nights, and then the final back at Melton. And so we've issued an expression of interest in that regard, and we want clubs to provide a submission to HRV as to why they should host those nights of heats and really make the event the success we all want it to be.
Does that help you get the support of the state government and the likes of Tourism Victoria and that if you go regional or regional Victoria support to get behind it if you include a couple of the country centres?
I think it's important for us as a state. I think we've got such a density of interest in some of those regional areas that, you know, by taking the event to those regional areas, that we can really engage the broader community. So, you know, we hope that involvement from the state will be part of that, but it's not essential to us. We've made the submission with New Zealand, New South Wales without that support, but we'd like them to be a part of it, obviously. And we want, more importantly, I guess, the communities around some of those clubs where they show an interest in having the event. We want the community in that region to really get engaged and be a part of it and demonstrate the love for the Inter-Dominion that we know is out there.
How important is the brand of the Inter-Dominion to the sport? You've talked about it historically from your own point of view, but now you're in an administration role and a senior one within Australia. How important is to the industry to protect that brand?
Oh, I think it's vital. I think it's got such a long history. I actually did a bit of homework on this one, Adam, just to have a think back as to how many times Victoria's hosted it. I think next year will be the 10th time Victoria's hosted. I think there were four times at the showgrounds and five at Moonee Valley. And this will be the first time it will be held at Melton. So, yeah, we've got first time in 10 years, first time at Melton, and the 10th time it's been held in Victoria. And it's got such a long and rich history. And most of the champions that people associate with the sport have been involved in Inter-Dominion and either have been participated or won one. And as I said, the non-harness racing public, the occasional viewer or listener, that's the one big event that people associate with harness racing.
We might be drilling down a little bit into the details here, but is it fair to say that that as far as a sprint lane goes in the series, that you would want a sprint lane at every venue for uniformity?
I think the board's view is that we should probably be having uniformity. I think we've seen Western Australia apply that approach in the last 3 years. And just on that, I want to give credit to WA. I think they've done a great job. And I guess that gives us a bit of a challenge, being the first jurisdiction outside of the last 3 years where WA has done a good job to really try and get somewhere near the standard they've set. So So we've got their guidelines or rule book effectively that WA applied, and so we'll be looking to adapt that to Victoria. And one of those aspects, as you touch on, is a bit of consistency about the tracks and the format of the tracks. So that's something that we'll work our way through as well as part of that process where we look at the non-Melton locations for heats.
Good stuff. Yeah, I certainly concur there. WA did a fantastic job to get a real heartbeat back around the Inter-Dominion. One question I've been asked a lot, and I have no idea whether there's any substance to it or whether it's people delving back into history, but there's this talk about the redevelopment of the Moonee Valley track and the possibility that harness racing could be part of that. Is there any substance to that in any way, shape or form, David?
Certainly not at the moment. There's no discussions going on in regards to that. Not that certainly I'm a part of, and I don't envisage that it's going to play any part in our plans for 2018. It, you know, it's one of those ones where if redevelopment's underway and there is an opportunity, then certainly we'd have a look at that from a harness racing point of view to see if that was relevant to us as an industry going forward. But it's not currently being discussed by myself or the board.
Good stuff. Thanks for clarifying that one. Exciting times. Well done. Massive pat on the back to, you know, the likes of yourselves, Edward Rennell, and you know, John Dummersy, and many others who've given this Inter Dominion a surety over the next 9 years. And we look forward to staying in touch and hearing plans develop from sort of February next year onwards, David.
Thanks, Adam. And from a HRV board's perspective and from mine as well, we are very keen to make this as a success. And so where people have got viewpoints that they want to contribute and they want to be passionate about this and show how they can contribute, then we welcome their input into that.
Outstanding. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
David Martin there. It's exciting, Cozzy, yeah. Inter Dominion. So just to clarify, it goes to Victoria. And we've pretty much had it confirmed now that it'll be the three rounds of heats, the first one at Melton, two regional venues, the likes of Ballarat, Bendigo, Shepparton, Cranbourne, Geelong.
They're all good
tracks. They're all tracks that will be putting their hand up to get one of those two middle rounds of heats and then back to Melton for the final. So
be good to see the Trotters back.
Well, it would be. And, you know, whilst David stopped short of confirming that, what he did confirm is that would be a Trotters ingredient run in tandem with the Inter Dominion. So let's hope that it carries that Inter Dominion tag as well. It's bloody exciting, Cozzy.
You're right. Good on you, Adam. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate.